Blog Talk Radio.
There's a big ass difference from the way I roll to the way you be doing things. Your whole plan smells booty hole. Go ahead and get your flow sound. Go ahead and pop your crisp. I'll be waiting for your bitch ass behind the club, sipping on English. And stuff about you motherfuckers I just can't stand. Got a pussy between your butt cheeks, but still call yourself a man. Oh no, you need your stylist. You broke your little nail and your hair fell out of place when you had that little face spell. Fuck that, I dragged my knuckles on concrete just to prepare. For the moment I see you with y'all, you will blow off your beard. Ski mask strapped on tight. Nowadays that's how you gotta do. Cause broke fucks like you get a black eye and wanna sue. But me, still fuck it. I keep it old school and dirty. I'm keeping my people happy. And that's all that concerns me. So go on and keep hating, bitch. We sick of your bullshit. It's about time a scrub sign. I know juggalos are feeling it. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way. I'm scrubbing, stepping in. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way. I'm scrubbing, stepping in.
I'm a scrubby, she's a scrubby. Like
the get you a war, say your speech, better make it count. It's gonna be the last time words ever come out of your mouth. I'll be up in the balcony with a blowgun and poisonous darts, like a silent assassin, a ninja of sorts. Where you up in your choreography practice with your glittery pants? You hear me outside with a gang of scrubs starting juggalo chants. And when you come outside, bitch, don't get it confused. It's me in the passenger side of my homeboy's ride, spitting on you. I remain a hulkamaniac, ain't afraid to spend food stamps. Give a fuck what a bitch looks like as long as she giving up that ass. And still grip a bucket without a second thought. Spoke the same drawers for a week straight without taking them off. And don't think for a second I'm scared of getting these hands dirty. Cause your hair's looking mighty ripe and these aiming hands are sturdy. So sooner or later your world and mine will be colliding. And as scrubby as it may seem, I'll always be psychopathic riding. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way. I'm scrubbing, stepping in. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Nowadays I just don't know the shit's out of control. They made it cool to be a faggot, gay shit up in the videos. But fuck all that, I bring it back down to a scrubs level. Even if I smell a fruit, I beat it down with a rusty shovel. Preppy motherfuckers roll around in their little benches. I'll be that freeway sniper with them telescope lenses. These dickheads poking and prodding in the world might not like what they find. That this scrub right here don't mind sometimes getting a little Columbine. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. I'm scrubbing, stepping in. Take the underground up through the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way. I'm scrubbing, stepping in.
I'm a scrubby, she's a scrubby. Would you like to be a scrubby too?
What's good, my fuckers? Welcome to Juggalo Rider with your host, Savage Cole. Gives you the co-host, Simple Killer. Bear with me, I'm kind of worn the fuck down. But, since I'm the one here, what do you say we go with some White Trash Freaks?
We'll be right back.
crazy. I'm talking about them. What's going on around here?
And we're back. Yeah, man, that was perfect. For once, Taylor, I bet you had one word. Security.
Nice.
I'm going to take a guess and see if you didn't watch SmackDown.
Nope. Never do.
I could have sworn you said you were going to watch it tonight.
I was considering it, but I chose not to.
Man, there's nothing wrong with SmackDown. Just because it's not live and it's taped, don't mean it's a bad show. Besides, especially the fact you get to see Vicky Guerrero being thrown out of the building by security.
Well, bound to happen.
Well, because no, like, you know, she bought a ticket and she decided to go, you know, jump the barricade or break the barricade. And she took the fucking microphone from Lillian Garcia to yell at people. So, you know, Teddy Long came out saying that Stephanie had two words for her: you're fired. And he said that he had one word for her: security. And once again, we had a fake Sin Cara.
Oh, well. Why? Because the Impaje moves?
No, because there was Dolph Ziggler in the Sin Cara, in the Sin Cara mask. Because I guess Teddy Long said that Ziggler, you know, couldn't come anywhere near Del Rio. So Ziggler took Sin Cara's costume and mask, and he went out and whooped the shit out of Logan Del Rio.
Yeah, we were watching that. I was watching the first disc of the three discs for the three top 25 rivalries.
Man, I don't need to see that. I saw that shit for pretty much the entire time Raw has been on, Raw and SmackDown.
Well, I said I took it out because, I mean, it has most of the matches from it.
Yeah, and I've probably seen half of most of all those matches.
Let's see, I'll listen for the ones that were older. Let me tell you if you've seen them. You see the Hulk Hogan versus Rowdy Piper 1985 match, the WWE Championship.
That part I didn't see. Probably because of the fact I wasn't born yet, Chris.
Okay, so that's a match you didn't see, then there's another one. Dude, there's a lot of matches from the 80s here.
Let's put it this way. Anything from the Attitude Era on is what I've seen. Anything in the 80s, since I wasn't born yet or had the capability of watching TV when you're fucking a baby.
So pretty much you've seen the whole third disc, but you haven't seen half the matches from the second disc.
Exactly.
Because I'm sure you've probably seen everything from the 90s.
So from the 90s to now, I've seen everything.
Yep. So basically the only thing you haven't seen are any of the matches from the second disc. There's only one match from the 90s, which was Undertaker versus Mankind, that Hell in a Cell match.
Well, that I've seen because of the fact that I own it.
Yep, I mean, that's the first one you've seen, and you've probably seen the rest of them, too, which has stuff like, you know, Kurt Angle versus Brock Lesnar from 2003, which we've all seen that.
Yep.
And a whole bunch of other shit that we've all seen.
Oh, yeah, by the way, AJ Lee got broken in half.
Nice.
Nah, man, it was funny because of the fact,
you know, AJ slapped Caitlyn, and Caitlyn fucking pushed, well, she pretty much pushed AJ into the end of the corner with the fucking table. Fucking started beating the shit out of her. Fucking Big E decided to grab fucking Caitlyn and pull it away. Caitlyn smacked the shit out of fucking Big E and then delivered a spear to fucking AJ, pretty much breaking AJ in half.
Well, and as I saw today, they have officially pulled Kane from the match, but they won't tell us it was the replacement for Kane.
Well, yeah, I already knew that they pulled Kane.
Yep, I'm wondering who the hell the replacement is.
If there is one.
There is one. That's pretty much guaranteed.
Not always, Chris, because, I mean, you know, like, if they really wanted to, they could pull Kane out and make it a six-man Money in the Bank All-Star match.
Well, that's kind of having the same sort of logic as, hypothetically, if somebody got injured right before an Elimination Chamber match, they can pull somebody out and make it a five-man Elimination Chamber, which makes no sense whatsoever.
What up, Ghetto?
Remember, kids, always pull out.
Remember, kids. No, remember, kids, AJ gets broken in half by Caitlyn for a second time.
Man, I'd break out in half.
And I think we all would.
Yep.
Well, except for Kirk.
No, but they are keeping it a six-man. They just said that on SmackDown.
Told you, Chris.
I mean,
you got quiet.
I mean, who the fuck are they going to replace in that anyway? What are they going to do, bring back the Big Show?
Put Sin Cara in it.
Sin Cara, man. He had a hell of a night tonight.
Yeah, dude, he whooped the shit out of fucking Del Rio.
I wasn't even paying any attention at all, man. And then all of a sudden, they're like, "That's not Sin Cara." I was like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" And I looked. I was like, "Oh, the fuck." I was too focused on how much I hated Del Rio. Yeah, now everybody's wearing fucking masks, trying to be funny.
Yeah,
I should buy a mask at the show on Sunday.
There you go, buy a Sin Cara mask. You could be Sin Cara next.
Yeah. You will be Sin Cara.
Biggest waste of money ever.
You could be Sin Killer.
Or Sin Retarded.
Psycho Cara.
Wow.
I bet you anything, the next person to get kicked out of fucking, that don't be Chris.
Yeah, you see that, Chris? Even if you have a ticket, you're allowed to go down ringside.
Nice.
Well, if I would have known that, damn, I could have just walked down the steps and went down on the fucking ringside when Raw was here. Shit.
Good luck.
Fuck, what up? And that security bum rushed me and shit. I could be like that one dude that tried to climb in a ring that one time and they completely cut away from it.
Yeah, that order you. The domestic security comes down the ring, run up the stage, up the ramp, and backstage.
That would just be stupid because there'd be so many more security guards back there.
Yeah, and you have the superstars there would be security too.
I think I got a better chance running on a soccer field and doing some shit like that.
Exactly.
Because at least there they let they let you get on and you can run for a minute. You know? Jeez. Havoc must be doing in his second meal right now.
Nope, oh, I'm already finished.
Chris, do you believe that he only eats twice a day?
Fuck no.
He might eat like 200 times a day. The amount of food he eats, he could probably feed a small country in Africa with all that.
See, Havoc, nobody believes you.
No, it's true. I actually do only eat like 2 meals a day, plus maybe a couple of snacks. That's about it. Oh, yeah, I'm speaking of
a couple
snacks.
His snacks are probably the size of one of our meals.
Yo, snack. Fuck July 15th. Twinkies are back already.
Great, I guess.
And they're only $2.29 at my store.
For how many?
For
one.
No? Actually, no, Chris. Try for a box.
I don't know, man. Seems a little pricey.
Well, anywhere else, it's gonna probably be about $4.
$4? Man, that's how much milk costs. But Big Hooter wouldn't know that, though. He never had milk.
Nope. Only had telephone.
Damn kids.
Yeah. How about the fact that I ended up adding one of those chicks from the fucking single lows and lefts, and she started complaining about the fact that she's single, so I blocked her.
What did you expect her to talk about?
Let's see, she goes, whoop whoop fam, I go whoop whoop back, how you been, blah blah blah. She goes, could be better. She goes, wishing a real low was in my life. I was like, fuck this, goodbye, you're blocked.
Wishing a real low was in my life. I'm wishing a hot girl would be single.
Hell yeah.
I guess we all can't have everything.
How about the fact that they, that chick that was asked if she cheats actually added me?
Did you ask her if she cheated? Cheated too.
Not sure.
Be like, what up, baby? And then when she ignores you.
Go figure them. I think she's a lesbian anyway.
Oh, fuck. Damn lesbians. Oh, yeah, so yesterday I watched this triple threat match between The Shield. And Roman Reigns still fucking sucks.
Of course.
You know what his finishing move was?
The spear?
A bulldog.
Fuck out of here with that shit.
But you know who they let win that match?
Roman Reigns?
Yes, Roman Reigns won that match. Although, what the hell was his name in that damn thing? Lyca or some shit?
Fuck about now.
There you go. If the big boss man was still alive, he'd be in The Shield.
probably.
Yep, he'd be the first member and the leader.
Hell, man, that'd be better than Dean Ambrose.
That's true.
When they were forming the Shield, why the fuck did they pick Roman Reigns?
I don't know.
He's probably the last choice.
Nah, who knows?
Could have picked some other Samoan or whatever.
One thing that I think is kind of funny is Roman Reigns, technically they put it this way in WWE's mind, he's the best member of the Shield because he's the one who didn't go through any independent wrestling organization to get WWE.
Well, of course not.
He was an FCW.
No, I think he started NXT.
Well, before that, he was a football player.
Who fucking cares?
Yeah, football sucks.
I fucking hate football.
Yeah, he was thrown to the Minnesota Vikings.
Man, a lot of them people were football players, though.
Yeah. Fucking Bradshaw, Farouk.
The hell makes him so damn special?
I don't know. Maybe because of the fact he's related to the Wild Samoans and The Rock.
Fucking cares. Well, then you would think he'd be a better wrestler.
Yeah.
You think The Rock would actually teach him something?
Yeah. Well, I saw all these pictures going around. That'd be funny as hell if it happened just for Chris. And they put The Rock in the match.
Yep. They'll do that just for Chris.
Nope. I don't give a fuck when The Rock wrestles.
But, maybe AJ Lee will screw somebody over at this one, too. Because then she screwed over John Cena at the last one.
Yes, maybe she will.
Fucking pushed him off the ladder.
I think it's time for her to screw Dolph Ziggler.
Man, right now, Dolph Ziggler's actually kind of funny.
Exactly.
Yeah, he is.
If I screw him over there.
Yeah, that might happen, yeah, actually.
It's actually something that I didn't even think about, but it seems like it will happen.
But I don't want Del Rio to keep the fucking title. I hate that dude.
We all hate him.
He should have never been in the WWE. He could take his destiny. He could take his destiny somewhere else.
Heel. Honestly, he sucks as a face or a heel. He's not even entertaining.
He got one of those faces you just want to punch.
Exactly. I mean, shit. If he could do something entertaining, he didn't need somebody else to cut his promos for him, then he might have something good.
He has to get attention by getting attacked by everybody.
Or Ricardo Rodriguez yelling his name.
Yeah, that's how he got so popular.
Exactly.
And they still chant USA.
Yep.
That'll never make sense. Make fucking Shane McMahon beat up Roman Reigns.
Might as well.
Well, get up, man. What'd you think of that track? I sent you away earlier.
It was actually pretty good. Why the hell was only a minute long?
I think that was only a snippet of the track.
And why the hell was Tech N9ne on that song?
Because it features Tech N9ne.
No, is that why? But what the hell is he on a fucking, like, metal sounding track?
Cover of
Mama Said Knock You Wild.
tell somebody to pay $5,000 to put him on track.
$5,000? Fuck out of here.
Think that's collabo prices?
That's ridiculous.
So at least I'm gonna be having two CDs coming my way on the 30th.
What's the other one?
Five Finger Death Punch.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Exactly. I don't even talk about that either.
So you say got that coming my way, and I got, of course, then I got Twisted coming my way.
Well, I already knew that. So did you go to Mayhem Fest today? It's in Pittsburgh. Well, whatever the fuck that place is.
Hey, whatever the fuck Pittsburgh is. Because now we know where it is.
No, whatever the hell that damn place is called, where it's held. Burgers Town or whatever the fuck.
What else?
Nope.
So how do you feel about ICP being ranked number one worst rappers?
I don't know.
You don't know. It's a great answer.
Yeah, he doesn't know how to think.
Well, I mean, considering the fact, you know, they covered a Lil Wayne song. I mean, they're not the worst rappers. That was the worst choice of a track I've ever done in their life.
Man, this is based on, like, their entire career.
Hasn't that happened already before? Like, you know, weren't they already there once before, but because of all the fucking haters and shit?
Well, how do you feel that they're number one and then Pitbull's number nine?
That's just fucking stupid.
Like, come on, man. They're not that bad.
Pitbull's fucking retarded.
I can name at least 25 that could replace that whole list before I put ICP on it.
Yeah. And one person will be up there twice. Lil Wayne.
How would you put him over twice?
Number one worst rapper, number two worst rapper, number three worst rapper, number four, number five.
So wait, he has five clones? Fuck.
That's just terrible.
It's beyond terrible.
He really is a gremlin.
Yeah. That'll be on Monday.
Somebody got that ugly motherfucker all wet, and now he's multiplied all over the place. It's a nightmare.
Yeah, it really is. So, Gil G, have you ever thought about getting a 5-year-old up on your tracks?
Excuse me?
Have you ever thought about doing a collab with a 5-year-old?
Can't say I have.
Well, you know what? Maybe you should think about it.
Alright,
why the fuck would anybody do that?
I'll put it in the suggestion box. Go ahead and play your song, Havoc.
Once this is finished uploading.
Oh my god, you are a slow motherfucker.
Yeah, I think we learned this a long ass time ago.
He sets us up for a song, it's not even ready.
He shouldn't talk about the song until it's uploaded.
Yeah, get your shit together.
Yeah, fucker.
Well, it's actually in the process of being uploaded right now.
Yeah, but you mentioned the song when it's uploading. No, when it's uploaded.
We heard that it was uploading.
Refresh.
After douching, refresh.
Yeah, that's exactly what Angel needs.
Another singer.
Yeah, but then again, I'm pretty sure that like that wouldn't even help get the fucking fish smell out of her.
Definitely wouldn't. Because ain't nobody got time for that fish. Or hope.
Man, just be glad you ain't got to smell it.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, Chris did.
He wasn't that close.
I wasn't that close to it. I mean, close there, that's where I hugged her, but that's it.
Oh,
damn.
He left with a stench all over him.
Now, my question is, did you burn your clothes after you touched her?
Yes. I had to.
If there ain't no way in hell I'm getting that fucking smell out of your clothes. Just ask the fucking Indians and Hindus.
The fuck?
Yeah, I said about their ways of doing that back in the days when they didn't have washing machines. Okay, then.
They would burn their clothes?
But anyways, here we go, baby Kale.
Don't you play around. If some kids mess with you, tell me. Hey, baby Kaylee, 5 years old. Y'all just now tuning in to the hottest 5-year-old kid on the planet. Baby Kaylee, huh?
And we're back.
And now you can play Amber Alert.
Chris, that doesn't even count for that.
Chris.
Yo.
Chris. Amber Alert is for missing children.
But yeah, what the hell are your thoughts on that track?
What was with that terrible auto-tune part?
I don't know. Ask her.
I don't know. At least the kid can rap on beat, so that's good. But,
yeah.
But you sure that
only good parts.
You sure that wasn't that one girl, what's her name? Melissa some shit?
Melissa some shit?
I don't know.
I'll look her up on Facebook.
Whatever the fuck her name is, man. That one sounds like a chipmunk. Was that her?
Nah, that definitely wasn't Moses Morbius.
Yeah, that shit.
Yeah, no, that wasn't her.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good track for a little kid. Better than
Moses. Oh, yeah, by the way, Ghetto, make sure to watch Nickelodeon tomorrow night.
Nope.
So that way you can see Little Peanut.
Why is Little Peanut going to be there?
Because Little Peanut has his own TV show now.
Why?
I don't know.
Because they ran out of other stuff to put on TV.
What the hell show is that?
Called the Haunting Halloween.
Are you serious? He's on that show? I thought that was going to be a stupid fucking show.
Yeah, no. He plays one of the ghosts.
Wow. You went from being a rapper to Casper the Friendly Ghost. Casper, your friendly Negro.
Yep.
That's really weird that he's going to be on that show. Because I'll probably never watch it.
Yeah, I mean, I'll probably watch it tomorrow just to check it out.
Is he like a main character?
Yeah.
Or has he got like a part like Wade Barrett?
Nah. Unlike Barrett, he's actually a main character.
For what, 1 second?
Chris, 1 second does not count as being a main character. It counts as being a fucking stunt double or a retard.
That's the way there's a retard.
Stunt doubles, man, they have more time than a lot of people. What are you talking about?
They have more time than the actors.
Yeah, but then we done again. Fucking Barrett was, you know, being his own stunt double.
Why? Having a stunt double for him can make him look good. He can't do that alone.
I mean, come on. He's trained to get his ass kicked in the ring, so why not, you know, train to get his ass kicked outside of the ring?
Because then he might get hurt.
And we should care why?
Because he's the best rapper. Best rapper, yeah.
Best rapper in life.
The best wrestler.
Wow.
I can't get up.
Yeah, I was talking to that boy.
Why
not? We don't get him gay? There.
Why does that make me gay? Because I said he was the best rapper.
Because that voice he uses, like, what the hell?
Don't worry about that.
Yeah, that's his way to try and get out of it.
What?
So, in other words, in Ghetto's mind, apparently, Wade Barry is the best rapper.
Yeah. He's amazing. You should check him out.
Yeah, no, I'm good. I don't feel like having bleeding ears. But since Chris probably hasn't heard his track yet, let's give him a little. Five Finger Death Punch, which is Tech Don. Mama said knock you out. That is just a snippet because the full track is actually 2 minutes and 47 seconds long.
Oh, yeah, it's got Wade Barrett on it?
Fuck no.
God damn it, Wade Barrett. Put out a fucking single.
Yeah.
Also, being featured is Maria Brink from In This Moment. Max Cavalera as well from Sepultura and Jamie Josta.
Yeah, you just said a whole bunch of gibberish right there.
Max Cavalera from Sepultura, Maria Brink from In This Moment, and Jamie Josta of Hatebreed. And of course, track one on features Rob Halford of Judas Priest. So this is definitely gonna be dope to have.
If you say so.
And they do have a track up on there that'd be perfect for Dickless Conundrum. It's called Burn, Motherfucker. I think we're all a little bit fried up on here.
You're an idiot.
up in the club and the party. I'm off this Landy and broccoli. She off that rum and Bacardi. Lil' mommy freaky and naughty body like wealthy the body. Say, girl, my money ain't tripping, baby, but I don't be tripping. In the bay where I stay, we be all off into that pimping. She want me to wipe her, but I don't love her. I like her. And not only that, but I got two just like her. I'm a baller, a grinder, a whale, a top hat, a timer for real. Clouds be clientele, you can tell that I'm about my meal. Wiping the sweat off my face with a bill. Fixed her up out of belay. On a major scale, getting good and having scream.
I'm so high. So high they got you flat. What's the sky? Out my brain. So damn though, touched in the head. I'm getting lit tonight. Got good shit and half a bite. Bite. Burnt out. I'ma put it on a bitch tonight. Tonight. Ride. 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 Twist it. Ride. Out there. Ride. Finish. Ride. 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 Ride.
Fixing to get treats on this beat. Watch Tech, he's a hot mess. Popping pillies, say something silly like Wasnet. When you cried, it sounds weird, man. We're sane, but yeah, we're insane. But packing pure game. The tears came, then something said, here's fame. You're strange, get lyric planes, dance, don't fear brain. Foley water, they can't touch us like a vapid holy water. I know we caught a show, but he don't know the flow, he oughta. Some know he hotter than a club who's don't be proud of looks. He got a token without it, like Pac with Noki Dot.
I'm so high.
So Ghetto, looks like we'll get one more track for the mixtape.
Oh yeah, from who?
Arcane.
My name is Arcane, huh?
Yep. She's sending me her track Vex.
Well, maybe while she does that, she can finally look at her email. How many tracks is that then?
Quite a few now.
quite a few.
That helps.
So you go from like 20 to quite a few.
Well, for the mixtape itself, it's going to be... about 19.
Okay. And how many more tracks do you have after that?
Well, we gotta wait on Chris. There's one. Gotta wait on you. There's two.
On me? For what?
Well, I mean, come on. The title of the mixtape is we taking over, so I want to see if you can get that track done, and we can throw that up on there.
Man, you ain't waiting on me. I'm done with that track.
Shit, just send me that track. I'll finish it. I'll add something to it, whatever.
Gotta have that dude hit me up. I don't know who the hell he is.
Oh, I told him to hit you up. the name should come up as Dark Preacher.
I can't add people.
That's why I told him to add you.
Well, I'm saying if you want to see that, I obviously don't know who the fuck he is on Facebook.
And no, Chris, you're doing a solo track.
Well, yeah, I mean, I already know that. No, I was just saying, for that track that's never going to get done, might as well just take the person off of it who's never going to do it and add me to it.
There was nobody on it ever.
I thought it was Lando Cobb that's holding it up.
Yeah, well, clearly he's off of it a long time ago. What, are you going to do the hook? Sing me a hook, Chris.
Ah, fuck that. Fuck hooks.
Fuck that. Well, how is that going to help?
I hate hooks.
Oh, man, you can't back, you know, you got to do a hook for your own track.
Yeah.
So how the fuck does that work? I hate hooks, but yet I got to do it for my own track.
Well, if it's my own track, then it's like, okay, I can figure it out. But, I mean, I hate doing hooks overall. It's the thing I hate the most.
Yeah, I got some pretty shitty hooks, too, but I still fucking do them. I don't care.
I guess this means the next track that Chris puts out, it's going to be just like fucking M-Wall. No hooks.
No hooks.
I'm trying to put a song together like that with no hook in it. Well, that's not
I don't exactly know how well that works out, but somehow fucking M1 makes it work.
It's because he knows he sucks at hooks, so he doesn't even try.
Yeah, that's true. I could always see fucking Outline Canvas see if he's one of those tracks being like Wild Ass Honkies or something like that.
Do you even talk to them? Will they answer you?
He might answer me, yeah. I think Krill might or Worm might respond.
What are their names?
Krill and Worm. A.K.A. Jimmy Carter.
So why do they call him Worm?
Because he has a worm.
I don't know.
Too hotty.
We're talking about you. You have the worm.
God damn it.
But it sucks, though. Every time you're in a match and you press that button, then you gotta sit through the fucking worm. It's like, God damn it.
Exactly. That's one thing to do if you just want to piss somebody off.
Like, I did do that in a one match, but I did it like three times.
playing an online match with somebody and you just want to piss them the fuck off. And it's a one-on-one match. Just keep doing that and have it as a signature. And
there's,
signature.
There's that and the fact that I can't ever hit the frog splash because I always miss for some reason. But everything else goes quickly, so that's fine.
Let's see. Well, I can always have Big Juicy. Let's see, I'll see if he has
no,
any track.
No, 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 no. Nah. That dude's a douche. Yeah, didn't he talk some shit or something one time?
He's talked shit a hell of a lot of times. This is why I blocked his ass.
You blocked him? The hell, that was your boy.
Yeah, and then he wants to add him to a mixtape.
That was your fucking boy, man. How you gonna block him?
It was kind of easy. Went to his page, hit block. Agreed.
Man, I don't mean that.
Yeah, we don't mean the retarded part. Which anyway you could do.
That's like all the people that, like, you know, I'm actually friends with or whatever. I actually deleted them off my page. I'm like, fuck you. Like Jade, for instance.
Yeah.
I like how Colin, though, man, he's still obsessed with that Halloween track that we did.
Why?
Remember that one we put on that mixtape?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still fucking singing that song. Like, what the fuck, man?
Wow.
Like, how many years ago was that? Like, 2, 3, something like that?
Yeah, about there.
Why did you play it for old memories?
Is that on the soundboard?
Don't think so.
Song called Possessed by Evil?
Yeah, we don't have it on the soundboard, but I could upload it.
Do it. You don't want to hear it.
you never heard it?
I don't think so.
I don't think you've never heard it, and you've been a part of us for... Wait, never mind. You just...
For, like, 1 year?
Yeah, or, like, year.
Yeah, where the fuck were you at? Could have sworn you were here.
Unless it was October of this last year.
That's when you came in here?
No, I came, like, June or May or June, something like that. I've been here just, like, over a year.
Damn. Man, you here every night. It seems like you've been here for fucking ever.
Exactly.
That's where I've been here for fucking ever. But it took, about 4 years to actually be the co-host.
Yeah. I mean, hey, at least you do a better job than Kissler. I mean, yeah, Kissler got his listeners, but you're actually here every night. I'm like, she was.
Man, Kissler was a female. That's why she got you listeners.
Yeah, well, Pixie was a fucking female, but unfortunately, that bitch is fucking scared to listen to the wife.
So she was like Chris.
Yes.
I can't believe I took him so long to say that.
He had to think
about it for a minute. That's the Fandango theme right there.
Yeah, he was going to give you the benefit of the doubt, but then he's like, no.
He's like, nah, fuck this.
Well, considering the fact that I'm also drinking a bottle of water, but in the process of that, too.
Yeah. Havoc reminds me of that Disney movie, The 13th Year.
Wow.
I think that's what it's called. Where that damn dude, he just continuously drank water because he was turning into a merman.
What the fuck?
The fact that Gil G watched a Disney movie.
Man, you have no idea, man. I've watched several Disney movies.
pretty sure everybody's watched a fucking Disney movie at some time.
I grew up on fucking Disney, man. Fuck, I still watch Disney. I don't give a fuck. It's better than half the shit on TV.
That's why I turned to Hulu Plus when I started watching the Japanese.
That's not better. You have to pay for that, and then you can't even understand it.
Yeah, you don't even know what the fuck they're talking about.
Well, Chris, concerned about they give you subtitles. Yes, you got.
Man, I am not reading a goddamn show. There's no way you know.
Yeah, reading a show is pointless as fuck.
That's like a movie Hero. You had to read that fucking movie. Hell no.
But here we go. Just for Chris. Gil G, Busta B, and Legally Insane. Possessed by Evil.
Because I'm actually working on this track and I got the fucking hooks on.
you have the Hooked on.
Yeah, because like I've had the second verse for a while, and I'm working on the first verse now. I tried to put a hook, which is usually the last thing I do.
Like, hold on. How do you have a second verse, but not a first verse?
Hey, it was just kind of like one day I was just kind of, you know, writing shit. It's like, this does not sound like we go at the start of a song. Just like the way it sounds like it needs something to, you know, tie the story together.
Oh, yeah, and what's this song about?
Let's see.
Yeah.
Death.
Death. You say that every time I ask
you. Come on, Chris, man. Do a gangster track. That gangster hit with the hot girls.
Fuck that.
Dude, speaking of which, somebody actually liked that page today.
Oh, yeah,
God,
that was that.
Damn it.
And I didn't even tell him about it. I don't know who the fuck it is. It was just random.
You know what? Chris, we'll put two tracks of you up on the, up on that mixtape. The first one being from Devil's Nightmare. Gangsta here with the hot girls.
Why you putting that one up? I'm not doing another one for it. Fuck it.
Come on, man. That's pulling out a really, really
old song. I
would like
to put Having Pissing on there. That sounds like a track that would go on there.
So I told you I've been drinking a shitload of water.
We don't need that on the mixtape, man. We got a soundtrack of that lovely noise every evening.
Every 5 minutes.
Man, imagine if this was real radio.
Yeah, you get fired fast.
People be listening, and then you just hear Happy going to the bathroom, and they have to sit for that.
I would get taken off the air pretty damn fast, too.
Yeah, get yelled at after the show, like, what the fuck are you doing? You can't go to the bathroom on the air.
They're supposed to play a fucking track to go take a piss break. Motherfucker. You can all see that happening. I think that's quite funny.
Yeah, you'd be like Howard Stern.
Hell yeah.
Well, I mean, it could be worse. We could be on the 3 a.m. show.
But that fucking 3 a.m. is bad. Those are the fucking days where we got the weirdos caught that cold into the JR.
Yeah, that actually got people to call in. Yeah. Because around
that's
the fun. Time of like 1 o'clock to like 4 o'clock, that's when people seem to be very bored.
Yeah, I know. What the fuck?
How the fuck do you know? You go to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Gary, you know, if you've forgotten, we have done shows at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning a few times before.
It was just a few times though, and that was like a year ago.
Oh yeah, and Possessed. The reason why Chris hasn't heard Possessed by Evil is because it was on the very first Nightmare Before Halloween mixtape.
Nah, I was on the second one.
Nope, it was on the first.
The fuck is on the second one then?
I will tell you.
Better yet, what the fuck is the cover for that one?
On the second one, you got Bedlam, Zero, KGP, Trips, Soul Sick, Social Club, Body Count, AMB, Bloody Alibi, Skinny Sick, Madness, Infinity, Ghetto G, and Busta B.
What the hell song is that?
Dancing with the Devil.
What the fuck? Damn.
Echo Endless. Faceless. LV. Back when we actually talked to her. Oh, wait, no, but even then we didn't talk to her.
No.
Sinister, like I said, Payne. Payne, I should say.
All right, anyway, what does the cover look like?
Cover.
Oh, no, wait, I remember what it looks like. It was that real ghetto one that that Killer Cat chick made.
Yeah, but like Jason Voorhees, Michael Myers,
yeah,
Freddy.
The one that she ran through Pie Zap.
Yep, that's the one.
Yeah. She hit me up not too long ago asking to vote for her or something. I completely ignored it, though.
And I voted for her already, and she still sent me that goddamn link. I'm like, I already voted for you.
Well, go unlike it now.
I will.
Or like how Rabbit, man, she told me I should go like her picture or something. I said no.
I could do that. I could go like it, well, unlike it and like it again.
You know what I'm saying? If you liked it already and she keeps telling you to like it, go fucking unlike that shit.
Exactly.
You go figure, Ducky, as you commented on the one of our promos.
Oh, yeah? I'm saying what?
The one with Shelby. And she goes, all right, who gave her the electrical tape?
Wow. That was a waste of a comment, too.
Yeah. I think it's funny how that's the first thing that people even notice. They don't notice the Juggler Ride Radio part. They notice the fucking electrical tape.
Yeah, nobody notices the thing that we want them to notice, like the link. People just think that we're sharing photos. No, that's not what we're fucking doing.
Yeah. Then these people fucking end up sharing the fucking pics.
Yeah, for nothing. They don't even know what the fuck the pic is.
Pretty much.
Like, oh, look at this Juggalo picture. I'm going to share it. Yeah, whoop. Speaking of which, because of you yesterday playing them songs, I had to upload a song so you could play tonight.
What track did we upload?
Master P, Mr. Ice Cream Man.
Oh, God damn it.
Well, we're going to that right now. Mr. Ice Cream Man. There we go. Hey, now.
Yeah. fight with some better Jabos, a pocket full of stones. Three G's and trying to lose these hoes. In the tag, coming sicker, it's the first of the month. Fiends on my page, like I'm trying to take these fools at lunch. Going crazy in the ghetto, trying to kill me. My little homies lost his life, y'all fools feel me. I pack a heat, cause I'm paranoid at nighttime. Rusty pulling jacks, I'm in the hood, busting gangsta rhyme. And still gotta watch my back in the hood. Cheat like Spice One, say these fools living like the movie. Little kids get body, I mean my hood is rowdy. I'm trying to make a dollar 50 cent before I'm up in Ollie. Call me Master P. I got it 2 for 3. Call me if you need some D. Me and my little brother Silk, we be ballin'. Got this thing sold up from Texas to New Orleans. And cross the West Coast with fools, get wicked. I'm in the game, hella deep, tryna score a meal ticket. Breaking things off boulders, I mean A1 soda. Duckin' a task and trying to hide from the roller. And hanging with troops. My true clip, we true to this. True to the G-A-M-E, fool, we ain't new to this. In the hood, I got ice cream cones. And if you beans wanna lick, nothing for free, that's gonna cost you 20 balls. For y'all ballers that won't wait, call me on the page. I got half gallons of milk, fool, I got 31 flavors. Mr. I-C-E, get me in this on the scene. You better have my fatty if you don't have my cream. Me cash. I got to go to the grind and get mine. Just be trying to check it, wreck it, but it's about that time. So who owe me, pay me now, don't pay me later. Crooked alligators trying to scheme off the top. Well, they be like player haters. I got some 2 for 3, 4 for 5. Got some rock for killers. I got 2 for 3, 4 for 5 on max and glocks. You can come and check my grip. You can come and check this. But I'm on them triple golden the 9, Skrilla Lex, Master P, and the 500 SEL with a triple beam. You scream, I scream with them fiends, screaming for ice cream.
And we're back.
Woo.
Now I want some ice cream.
Of course you do.
I was waiting for him to say that. I was about to say, and the fat folk right now wants ice cream. That was my exact thought. And boom.
There it is. The craving for ice cream.
Well, I'll wait till tomorrow or later. That way I get whipped creams and cheers and make a plug in Sunday.
Okay, then.
And then we go to the day of the night here. Good.
He has to plan his whole day around getting a sundae.
Yep.
I mean, I plan, like, if I was going to get one, I plan about 5 minutes around it, not a whole damn day.
Well, you better get a sundae tomorrow before you see your boyfriend.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I'll say next time you're going to a ICP show.
What?
I'll say next time you're going to see an ICP show.
I don't get what you're trying to say.
I'm good.
I think he was trying to insult us.
I think so, but he backfired.
Yeah, that was a complete fucking fail.
Yeah, it's just, you know, ICP is a complete fail because they basically just on themselves by doing a little lane track.
Are you one of those people that hear a shitty song and then base everybody on it? Or base everything
nope.
they do off of it? Like how
no,
everybody, everybody hates ICP because of that Miracle song?
Nope, that's not how I am.
Sure, it just seemed like it.
Yeah, it really did, Chris.
No, because, I mean, hell, facts like that, then I'd be saying shit like Tech N9ne sucks and all that, which really is not true whatsoever. It's like, I mean, everybody has some good songs and some bad songs.
Yeah. Fuck America.
Yeah. Land of the free, huh? Can't even wear a fucking hatchet, man, without being classified as a gangster. How free is that? Be afraid.
Fuck America, fuck America. Boom, boom. Fuck America, fuck America. Boom, boom. Fuck America, fuck America. Boom, boom. Fuck America, fuck America. Boom, boom.
Fuck America, I got two straps in my hand. Locked and loaded and pointed at the forehead of Uncle Sam. Fuck America, I ain't with all that big brother shit. Cocksucker instead of the tripping on some other shit. Freedom for what? Looking all the way through our history. Hypocrisy and slavery, that shit don't make no sense to me. Something is off to me, maybe something is wrong with me. They call us heroes, but we dropped a bomb on Nagasaki. America's federal government's nothing but criminal. And if you view it different, you a stupid individual. Every event and every problem on this planet is seen America's presence cause they had their fucking hands in it. Sticking their fucking nose up inside of everybody's biz. Tell us how to speak, how to think, and tell us how to live. Fuck that, you pussy-ass politicians and fucking pigs. Fuck Independence Day cause to me it ain't shit.
Fuck America, fuck America. Boom, boom. Fuck America, fuck America. Boom, boom. Fuck America, fuck America. Boom, boom. Fuck America, fuck America. Boom, boom.
The founding fathers headed out west on a conquest. Ducked their ships and stole the land from the Native Americans. They enslaved the Orientals on a railroad system. And they took the blacks from Africa, worked them, starved them, and whipped them. We had the Great Depression, multiple recessions. Pay attention, cause the game is still the same. But they used the prison system. The land of the free, motherfucker, you must be kidding me. The highest prison population in this fucking galaxy. They sent our people out to war, they get back and they assed out. Turn around and give these illegals these fucking handouts. Taking my taxes, man, I'm working hard for that shit. But the IRS will keep it and find me if I don't have insurance. Fuck that, fuck the government. We could get them up, we outnumber you 10,000 to 1. You better cock them up, people smarten up. Grab your guns and raise them up. And all my FBI classified juggalos, blaze it up.
Fuck America, fuck America. Boom, boom. Fuck America, fuck America. Boom, boom. Fuck America, fuck America. Boom, boom. Fuck America, fuck America. Boom, boom.
Yeah. Fucking happy 4th of July, huh? I sit here thinking about all this shit. You can't even light fireworks off where I'm at. You can't even celebrate being fucking free. We got the highest prison population in all the world. If we're supposed to be the most civilized and the most sophisticated, there's third world fucking countries out there that don't even have as many incarcerated as we do. You gotta be fucking kidding me. What did they run from in England?
tyranny over taxation. So they take the Africans and they enslave them. They take the Orientals and enslave them. They rape, pillage, and kill all the Native Americans and steal their land. We ain't shit. Fuck America. Your own government classifying you as a gang member. Well, fuck you, FBI. About time you start seeing some gangster shit now. Happy 4th.
And we're back.
And as long as it doesn't mean gangster here with some gangster shit now, we're good.
Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Too hot in the area. Falling from hysteria. I don't wanna marry her. I just wanna. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. I got heat packing her seat. I don't need to beat my meat. I got time to stop and eat. Honey, suckle, suckle, sweet. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Ha ha, whoa, spinning my yo-yo. Both of you, I'm fucking Ethereum. Out of space, talking Pluto. Girls know where they wanna go. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. A lot of them know I'm fly. All these bitches getting high. All I'm, they on my dick. Cause I'm so slick. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Devil's nightmare, bitch.
And we're back.
Oh, fuck, you're doing an encore.
Hey, I mean, if you really want to.
Yeah, just do an encore for the last 3 minutes of the show.
Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Too hot in the area, falling from hysteria. I don't wanna marry her, I just wanna. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. I got heat packing her seat. I don't need to beat my meat. I got time to stop and eat. Honey, suckle, suckle, sweet. gangster here with the high girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangster here with the high girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangster here with the high girls. Y'all know who I be. Ha, whoa, spinning my yo-yo. Both of you, I'm fucking in stereo. Out of space, talking Pluto. Girls know where they wanna go. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girls. Y'all know who I be. A lot of them know I'm fly. All these bitches getting high. All I'm, they on my dick. Cause I'm so slick. Gangsta here with the high girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the high girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the high girls. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the hot girl. Y'all know who I be. Devil's nightmare, bitch.
Howdy. Hey, there's your encore, Chris.
What?
Shut up.
No.
Hey, Larry the Cable Guy, I mean, Gil G, what's going on there?
Don't talk to me like that, you little hobbit.
Listen here, hillbilly.
Hillbilly? Far from a hillbilly.
Hey, I mean, the fact that you imitate Larry the Cable Guy, and he's a hillbilly.
Get her done.
Hey, we got a 774. What's going on, 774?
What's up?
What's good, who this?
Who the fuck do you think it is?
Oh, that's that douchebag Ford.
Yep. Yep. Gil G is your boyfriend.
What's going on, Ford?
At work.
At work?
Yeah.
Must be real slow.
No, I'm actually on break.
What do you do?
I work at McScum.
How's that going?
Sucks. I'm freaking here almost every night, 9 o'clock at night till 5 o'clock in the morning.
Damn. But the night
and then up all day with the kids.
Damn.
Right, that's now, for the past 7 days, I'm running on an hour and a half of sleep.
Yeah, right, dude. That's fucking kill somebody.
I'm in the mood, too.
Be like, you got my order wrong. Motherfucker, what did you say to me?
Oh, I've already thrown shakes and shit at people for melting off. It's called accidentally dropping it in their lap.
They're like, you bitch, you're going to end up in the fucking deep fryer. Serve
no,
you
we'll
with
end up having
fries.
Four. We'll end up having four flavors of shakes. Chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, and people.
Yeah. Like, what's this Bloody Mary thing here? Oh, that was just Mary, you know, chopped her up. Put her in a milkshake.
So I have a debating question for you guys.
Oh, great.
Where I get out of work at 5 a.m., is it acceptable to start drinking at 5 a.m.?
Fuck yeah.
The way I seen it, I figured most people work like 9 to 5 during the day. They get out, have a drink. But technically, this is me working, but just at night.
We're going to have to bring in our expert alcoholic on this one. Where's the rabbit at?
Yeah, where the hell is she?
She seems to be drunk all the time. She could probably answer this question very well.
Oh, Havoc. Did freaking Echo delete her Facebook?
Yeah.
You just now figured this out?
Yeah, I haven't been freaking on, like, looking for people or anything.
Yeah, she deleted her Facebook a long time ago.
Ah. She doesn't love us no more. She doesn't want to talk to us.
Pretty much.
Yep.
Havoc gave her a Cleveland steamer. I think that's the problem.
What the fuck? That'd be really weird for somebody that he calls his sister.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But if you think about
it. With Havoc, you never know.
You think about it, we all wouldn't consider each other family.
It's true.
So would it be incest?
I don't know. You remind me of that dinosaur picture. I don't know. It's a good question. Would it be considered incest?
I don't know. Hell, it's fun anyways.
It's fun anyways.
As long as they don't start screaming, "Oh, you're my brother," it's okay. The second that comes out of them, I'll...
That just ruined it.
No, it doesn't ruin it. That's when you get the ball gag.
Yeah, just make sure they can't talk. There you go.
Exactly. Havoc wants to give you an Alaskan pipeliner.
Excuse me?
Havoc wants to give you an Alaskan pipeliner.
What the fuck is that?
That's when he takes a shit, sticks it in the freezer, and you fuck yourself with it.
The fuck?
You'll have
and how did you know?
Shit in your ass.
That's really weird. Why do you know these things?
Yeah,
you know what I have an internet connection.
What do you Google shit like this?
No.
Yeah, how the hell did you find out about it?
I have some fucked up friends that send me links to fucked up shit.
I got a fucked up friend too. He's on the phone right now.
Yeah, Chris.
No, you
have no idea. My freaking buddy basically fried my laptop. He sent me a link to a video and told me I had to watch it. He said it was like a Tech N9ne video or whatever. It was some dude getting freaking blown by a baby cow and it freaking fried my computer.
What the fuck?
Awesome. I want to see a video.
No, what the fuck? Did you just say you want to see that?
Hell, might as well.
It's one of those things that's so fucked up you have to watch it.
That's my attitude.
Your freaking mind wants to know if a baby cow swallows or not.
Well, send it to Chris. He'll watch it.
Yeah, he'll watch it.
So I can already answer the question. The cow does. And the cow actually enjoys doing it.
He'll put it on Havoc's wall. I'll watch it.
I don't know how to respond to that.
The video you got to watch is called Three Girls Finger Painting.
Oh, yeah? What are they finger painting with?
They have a canvas, and let's just say the paint is red.
Oh, man, some period shit.
Yeah, it's one of the more fucked up things I've ever seen.
Kind of like that one video of that girl supposedly, you know, sucking the blood out of a tampon.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know whether to be grossed out and throw up or be intrigued.
Well, I mean, that wouldn't be too bad because, you know, that period blood ain't all over you, so fuck it.
Exactly.
Yeah, you could just think of it as, like, fake blood.
Yep. Yeah, freaking last week I got myself banned from work for 4 days.
Oh, yeah? How'd you manage to do that?
The freaking hospital called the Board of Health and said I was unable to work, and if I was in the building, that my work was going to get shut down.
Well, that was very nice of them.
I set my hand on fire.
You set your hand on fire?
Yeah, it was blazing a campfire that some asshole poured about 10 gallons worth of gas onto it and didn't tell me how much he poured. So I flicked my lighter next to one of the pieces of cardboard, all the freaking shit exploded and landed on my hand.
Only you, man, would set yourself on fire.
I didn't have to do shit for 4 days, so...
Well, I guess...
It's like an added freaking bonus with it when freaking someone has to tie your shoes for you. You don't have to do a damn thing for yourself. I sat on the couch and watched TV and made my freaking fiance bring me beer.
You have her wipe your ass too?
No.
That'd been really funny.
I was clogged up from all the Percocets I was eating.
Wait, what?
I said I was plugged up from all the Percocets I was eating. Uh-oh, paddy wagon.
So what, you're at work?
That don't mean shit.
Well, did you do anything in the last couple hours here?
I blew some shit up with a quarter stick of dynamite before I came to work.
Alright, well then you better run.
But then that looks more suspicious.
Okay, walk away very slowly and then run.
And don't make eye contact. Hey, at least if I get arrested, I'd sign the answer to my prison question out.
Your what question?
My prison question.
Oh, no. You're going to be living that shit.
Who else is on the phone right now?
Just Havoc and Chris.
I don't think I've asked Chris the person question.
What the hell is it?
May as well ask.
Okay. If you were to go to jail today, would you be someone's bitch or make someone your bitch?
I just break out. Fuck that.
No, you have to answer the question.
Yeah, that's not an option.
Okay, Havoc, what was your answer? Oh, wait, with any WB the bitch.
So would you be someone's bitch or make someone your bitch?
I think better than two people there would be making someone my bitch. Two things.
Okay. Now the rest of the question is, would you have the common courtesy to give your bitch a reach around?
God damn it. What the fuck?
Yeah, this is why Ford's not allowed to come on the show during interviews.
Yeah, I pissed a few people off.
Yeah, you did.
This is what happens during a strange interview. The last one we had, right?
Yeah, we got
right
through.
We get fucked for life, that.
But
so
the
what
next
would be the follow-up question if it was the other way around?
What?
What would be the follow-up question if it was the other way around?
Would you expect to reach around?
Wow.
Well, what's your answer, Chris?
I'm not answering.
You have to. Or I'm going to tell Havoc to mute you. You're refusing to comply with Juggalo Rider Radio.
So,
command.
What was Havoc's answer?
I don't remember.
That's a good question. Havoc, what was your answer?
I'd make some of my bitch.
And it would be me.
God.
Hell nah.
Havoc wants to butter my biscuits.
No, that'd be Ghetto G.
So fuck, how'd I get brought into this?
Yeah. How'd he get brought into it?
But there's actually a loophole with that question. People
Not really.
Forget about conjugal visits.
What the fuck?
God.
Chris likes that type of loving where, you know, they all gang rape him.
Nope.
It's not the normal type of gay. It's grab onto the bars and hang on for dear life type of gay. People get hurt.
He purposely drops the soap.
Who are you kidding? He has two bars of soap. He drops one and sticks one in his ass for permanent lubrication.
The funny thing about that is we were just talking about a dirty bitch yesterday, and I wish you shove a fucking bar of soap up her pussy, man, because it smelled that bad.
And I met that bitch. That's the funnier thing.
Yeah.
Up animals. I was reading a thing online the other day, and it was like weird things like removed from people's asses and shit like that. There was a guy that went to jail. When they did the cavity search, they found a live hand grenade.
The fuck?
So apparently he wanted to blow everybody up.
And then there was another one. The guy went into jail. They were doing the cavity search, and the guy ended up getting charged with attempted murder because he had one of those little freaking 22 caliber two-shot pistols. He had that hidden in there, and when the cop did the cavity search, he hit the trigger. The bullet came out the guy's ass cheek and shot the cop in the knee.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
How the hell do you shove a gun up your ass, man?
It's little. It's like one of the little freaking pocket pistols. It only holds two shells. It's essentially two barrels, a trigger, and a hammer.
That's just weird.
Maybe he thought he was going to need it.
Come on, he knew he was going to get searched.
Yeah.
Fully.
I've been searched between police stations, the courthouse, and going to a lockup facility 8 times before they found a knife on me.
Did you shove a knife up your ass? Is that what you're telling us?
No, I actually pulled a switchblade on someone. The cop came searching me, didn't find it, and no one found it by the time I got to the friggin' lockup. I had it rolled up in the bottom of my shirt pants, so I didn't think of untying them.
Wow, cops are pretty fucking stupid.
Yep, I could have stabbed any one of them at any point in time that I wanted to.
But you didn't.
Nope, surprisingly, because I was pissed off.
Maybe next time.
Maybe.
Jeez, man, you come on here, you made havoc real quiet.
Because he's sitting over there beating off to the sound of my voice.
Hell nah, motherfucker.
Well, you're being quiet. Obviously, that's what you're doing.
Or I could be watching Japanese anime.
Man, what's
it's
the
okay.
difference?
It's okay if that's what you're doing.
Japanese anime.
Just don't make eye contact with me.
Well, that should be easy because you're on the phone.
Yes. Fine, I'll go to his house and we'll sit back to back.
Yeah, right, dude, man. You'd smell one of his farts and die, dude.
Pretty much.
There's one right now.
No, I would be that asshole when he's not paying attention and replace his lube with super glue.
Did you say you're going to super glue his ass shut?
No, I said I would replace his lube with super glue so he glues his hand to himself.
Yeah, some American Pie shit.
Oh, I wouldn't just use regular super glue, though. I'd use industrial freaking glue.
Don't they got, like, Gorilla glue, like Gorilla tape?
No, I'm not like that. I'm talking, like, freaking plastic epoxy. The shit, when it glues two pieces of plastic together, it can hold a weight of 1,500 pounds.
Damn.
Don't do that, Abby. They ain't getting his hand off for over a week.
That's like having sex girlfriends.
Yeah. They make blow up dolls that big?
I don't know, ask Gil G.
I know what Havoc does. He takes his blow up doll and uses it as a lunchbox. He stuffs a sandwich in it and then spreads the mayo.
What the fuck?
Great. Now I'm going to get in trouble when I go back into work because I'm back into a sick mindset.
That's your own fault.
Fucked up shit to some fucked up people.
That's how you always are.
Yeah.
So I don't see
why I try to behave myself at work.
Yeah, right.
No, I do.
Yo. We should put
my boss knows my mother.
We should what?
We should
my boss knows my mother, so I have to behave.
I see.
Anyway.
So I'll probably end up calling in tomorrow night. I gotta go back in.
Alright, man. Well, have fun.
Alright. Catch you later.
Bye, Psycho.
Now, what the hell do you want to play?
Well, you know, well, I was going to play a certain track for him called Psycho Bitch.
Well, that's not very nice.
But then again, knowing Ford would probably enjoy the track.
I'm not denying that either.
Okay, how the hell did you meet Ford? Let me ask.
DRK.
Yeah, Havoc actually knows him.
Wow. I feel bad
yeah.
for you.
Man, I feel bad for myself.
No, man, he's not that bad. He's just really weird.
I think Ford would have done very well if he was here during the Madness interview. That would have been just very awkward.
Man, I'm pretty sure he would have fucking scared the shit out of fucking Madness himself.
Probably, but it would be funny as hell.
But you see that? We got somebody to call in, though.
Yeah. Just not that person we probably wanted to call in.
Damn, man. Who the hell do you want to call in?
Someone that's not him.
Jeez, it seems so angry.
Well, at least we found someone who's gayer than fucking Chris.
That's not possible.
Sure it is. His name is Ford.
Man, Chris didn't even respond to my link that I sent him.
Chris don't respond to shit.
I sent him a link of some kid saying, "Guess what? You're a fag." But no reply.
Of course not. I should have lost the DRK to the soundboard.
If you must.
I must.
Do 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 do.
really hate people that hit.
I said the scary thing is, I actually hung out with Ford at a fucking concert.
I hate people that hit me up on PlayStation asking me if I was mad at somebody online. And I said, I said, months ago. What, do I have to change my fucking shit all the time? Fuck out of here. And keep it as fuck you, you racist.
Well, you know what? The next person that fucking messages you, ask if you piss off with someone, tell them, yeah, it's them.
Well, that's probably not the case because I don't talk to any of you motherfuckers.
Well, they don't know that.
I think they do.
Well, no, man. I mean, you know, they don't know that you're not mad at them.
Well, that's true too.
Well, yeah, so just say it's them.
Yeah, I'll probably say that to somebody on Facebook too.
Yeah, I think you probably said it to the alcoholic on Facebook.
Say it to the alcoholic.
Yep.
She's too busy trying to learn how to type on a phone.
Wow.
Sova.
That'll never happen.
Well, you got your wish, Chris. She got a cell phone now. Make her hate you even more.
Yeah, I'm not even going to try anything there.
But I'm just saying, it was funny. You brought that up, though, and then like a week later, she had a cell phone.
The thing with this, Chris, if her boyfriend responds on her text, just tell him you're a music artist.
Yeah, right, dude. He's a fucking alcoholic, too. He ain't even going to care.
Probably not. They're just a couple of alcoholics. That's why they're a couple.
That's pretty much why.
Yeah. And one of them mentioned rehab. Oh, shit.
They tried to make us go to rehab. I said maybe, but then I forgot.
I said after I'm done with this drink, but then I forgot.
Man, it's the wrong song, nigga.
Yeah, I started to because I got high.
Man, get him started off with fucking Amy Winehouse. Chris ends off with fucking Afro Man.
Yeah, what the fuck?
We would tell you different people, ways of that.
Two different people with two different styles.
Yeah. One actually about rehab and one about getting high.
No wonder they go together.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Damn, dude, it's only 1:01. I thought it was later than that.
Yeah, I know. Seriously. Here we go, Kill for Darko.
Volcano and volcano gods. And I do it for gold.
And I do it for gold.
And I do it for gold.
Just gold. Just gold. Just gold.
I kill for darker. I'm the darkest one. The blackest night. I kill for darker. Until battle's done.
I won't die.
So quiet up on her.
I know, huh?
Oh, God. That was just creepy.
I know, huh?
Listen, George Lopez.
I am not George Lopez, you douchebag.
Okay, fine. Ernie.
Not Ernie either.
Hurricane Lopez.
What did you just call me? Hurricane Lopez?
Yep.
That's what he just called you.
The fuck?
Remix. You might get raped by DRK.
What?
Yeah, that's the title of the track. You might. It's called You Might Get Raped.
Oh, no wonder Ford's a fan of that. Man, how come on this game when they show you highlights, but they show you the gayest fucking highlights?
I don't know. I had a video where I guess Selena Gomez gets a water bottle thrown at her, apparently.
Who?
David, I want to see the water bottle get thrown at somebody. But I can't find it.
How the hell is this a champion versus champion match? I don't have a title.
I don't know.
This game is retarded. It's all Chris's fault. Him and his awkward violence all the time.
Yep. Leave it alone, Chris.
I do. Too exciting for me.
I'm just way too damn tired.
We're gonna go to bed then.
Might as well.